Daf Lamed Chesamed Bein. And before we learn the Taisvus and on the Sugya, let us just finish the Sugya. Bekitzer, just to review the Sugya, Bekitzer Nimrod, there was a Shakla V'Tayye, a Deloche that it says in the Mishnah that if a person is making an Iser and they borrow water or melach from a Shochenteh, so the Mishnah says that the Iser, which was now made, the tziruf, the kemach from one person and the mayim and melach from the second person, is kiragle shneim. It has the trumim of the two bailim of the ingredients of the iser. And we hear the shakla v'tayin in the Gemara, since the mayim and melach is a minute chalek of the iser, so why doesn't it become bottle? Like it's an Issa, we're speaking about Isurim over here. We're speaking about the Issa to go chutz l'tchum of the Balamayim. So why doesn't this Issa become bottle beroit? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. And others said that the Mayim and Melach have a chshivas of momin. They have a kinyan shvise, they have their own kinyan shvise, and that doesn't become bottle. And the isurim are mistayef from the kinyan shvise. So since the kinyan shvise that the mayim and melech possess do not become bottle, so memele, the isurim automatically have to continue. And that's what Rababa held, that's what Rav Safra held, and Abai at the end of the sugya said that, no, we can split the isurim. That means even though the shayrish of the isur tchumim is caused because of the kinyoni shvise of the bal ha-mayim bal ha-melech, afal pikein, we can isolate the isurim from the kinyonim. And Lamaisa taka this kinyone shvise on the Maimu Melech, but the Isurim should be non-existent because there should be a din of bitl beroiv that the Isur should become bottle to the rest of the Isur. That is the end of the sugya, Mika Medamis, that's what Abai is, Mika Damis, Isura le Mamoina. Isura bottle, Mamoina le bottle. And that was the taina of Abai, that the Isurim which are existent, and the Mayim and Melech of the Shochan should become bottle since they're a miyut of the Isa. So the Gemara asks, V'tayim amai. So according to you, so it's a very good kasha. So why doesn't it become bottle? Abaye omagzeire sheme teose Isa b'shutfes. So Abaye said, Enechanami mi'iker adin, the tzir of the Mishnah, that there is a miyut shutfes of Mayim and Melech, theoretically it should become bottle. But then people won't differentiate if you're with a shutvis of Melech, if it's a shutvis of Kemach, and then if there'll be taka two shutvis, let's say two shchainim will be mishtatev to make an Isa with equal amounts, there won't be a roi, then zikha the halacha would be that it's Keraglish name. So therefore Chazal did not want to differentiate in the amount of the shutvis, and they asked, call me Neshutvis. Rava Omar Tavlim L'Taima Vida V'Taima Loi Botel. Rava said another teretz. Rava said that the ingredients which were put into the Isa are Heva Chashivis. It was put there L'Taima. And in Hilchas Bittel, there are certain things which don't become botel. V'Taima Loi Botel. Let us see Rashi. V'Taima Mai. Three lines from the bottom. Hashas boilo the kiven the lav terutzaninu. Since hanachinuye, that if you hold that the terutzim which was said till now were not good terutzim, time of the mesnisin bloy bottle mayu. So what is that? The reason why doesn't it become bottle? Hori gasina abaya oma verava oma bloy pligi elamar shani ise amar kedera. One is saying a teretz on a ise. By Isa, you have to say the Xerim Shim Shutvis, there's not the time of the Mar Amakdeira by Tavlin. Abaya Omar Xerim Shemet Yos Isa Bishutvis, Yamret Maim and Melech Leosri Allah, Osilamayman Ami Bishutvim, Delichu Kol Achas Vachas Lim Kaima, and it won't be keragle shneim. So memele, so therefore they had a, so they were geyser, a filu a small shutfis, otto an equal shutfis. The lava amma avulai poligada baye, el amar shanichode, amar shanichode. The Rav Ashi Yomar, and Rav Ashi says a third teretz, that the reason that it doesn't become bottle, Mishum da'avulei dovor sheyesh lo matirin, because the zisuri trumim is a dovor sheyesh lo matirin. V'chol dovor sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo bottle. Sheyesh lo matirin, l'mocha yelichu, you could carry it tomorrow anywhere, oy hayoyim echlu kan, or also could be eaten today in certain places. So Techlenu beheter. So eat it in a knife and a heter. There's a knife and a heter how this could be eaten. Now, let us see Taisvis, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara asked, V'li botel mayim umelech legabi isit. Peirish Rashi, that was the beginning of the sugya, that the mayim umelech from the shochente should be bottled to the yisa. Peirish Rashi, hoyu ve'isa nefishe. The yisa is roi, so memele, so the mayim umelech should be bottled to the yisa. V'teime, ha'ave dover sheyesh lei matirim, she'afilu be'elef lei bottle. So what is, how does the sugya start? Now we learned the end of the sugya, we see that's Sakir Rav Ashi's teretz, and later we'll see why Rav Ashi was not nochis to Taisvis Teres, but Taisvis, and the whole sugi doesn't start, because it's a dover sheyesh loy matirim. V'yeshloyma, so Taisvis answers that the whole din of a dover sheyesh loy matirim does not become bottled, dhani mili min b'minoi. That's min b'minoi. Avo min b'she'enei minoi, ki hocha, but here it's min b'she'enei minoi, that means the mayim will become bottled to the kemach, bottle shapir. So then, afilu tzedavo sheyesh lei matirim, so a mean b'sheni mini becomes bottle. V'hochi meforish behedye b'Yerushalmi, and that's what the Yerushalmi says. Now, we have to understand, Taisus brings a Yerushalmi, but we have to understand what's the reason. How do we understand the reason of the loche? If we understand that the lomdis of dover sheyesh lei matirim lei bottle is ache techlenu beister techlenu beheter, that Chazal did not want that one should rely on bittul. So what's the difference if it's of a bittul amin b'mine, it's a bittul amin b'sheine mine lechere? It's very difficult to understand what the difference could be. The shach in yiredeye simin kuf beis if cotton dalid brings down daksimi from the teiras chatos that the lomdus is as follows. V'chol shenis arev sheloi b'minoi. If you have a dover sheyesh lo matirim, that's this arev sheloi b'minoi. Ein ha-heter nikro al ha-dover ha-osur, elo al shem dover shenis arev boy. That's the lotion of the shach. And dachsechmir, the shach means to say as follows. It means, let us say, a person will have a dover sheyesh lei matirin, let's say, that became this arev in potatoes. We have some schmaltz, let's say, that's a dover sheyesh lei matirin, and it was mukze, and became this arev in potatoes, and now there's shishim. So now, pshat is, the heter is, we're matter you to eat the potatoes. That's the lomdus. Then the bittel is that the schmaltz becomes bottled to the potatoes. So I'm matter you to eat potatoes. So since the heter I'm giving you is an adover hamutter, I'm just saying that the dover ha'osr doesn't answer it. But the heter is, by minche b'mini, it's called that we're being matter adover racher. That's pshat. Ein het nikra al dover ho osu, ela al shem dover shenis areboy. You allowed to eat the potatoes. It didn't become upgasser through the schmaltzus as a dover sheyesh lei matir. If you have min b'minoi, let's say you have a egg, that's a noilet b'shabbos, or b'yontiv, and it became this arev with other eggs. So here we're matter to eat the egg. We're about to eat eggs. Now, we know that there was an also the keg also. So here the heter is on where the heter is being given on the dover ha'osar. You were matter to eat. That means by ene minoi, it seems we avoid calling that we're being matter the isa. We're saying that the dover shenis arvoy did not become osa. So that was a hagdore in the achet techlenu beisa techlenu better. That's dafke if we have to give a heter on the dover ha'osa. So then achet techlenu beisa. But if we have to, if Pshat is we're being matter, a dover hamutter, that it remains mutter, that doesn't go, that chazal won't machmet. That is the svara. Now there's a famous Ran in the Dorim. The Ran in the Dorim says a beautiful biur, an argemore. He says, a moiridiki yisot. The Ran explains as follows. We have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, if min b'minoi is bottle, or min b'minoi is not bottle. We hear this in our sugi also. So he says, be'emison, the svar of Rabbi Yehuda makes a lot of sense. That the whole musig of bittel is only by min b'she'enei minoi, not by min b'minoi. And he says, because if you have two opposites, so then we can understand the musik that one is mevatel the other. If you have roiv heter, mi it is a. So this becomes this battle to the heter. That's the roiv heter is machlish to isel. That we can understand. If you have two things which are similar, so there's no dim bittel fakert. One is machazik the other. It's not fakert. There's no reason it should be bottle. We're all the same. We're all the musik of bittel is difficult to understand. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'min, eloi botol. The paket is no din bitl if they have two that are the same. She says, what is the svar of the Chachamim? Chachamim old min b'min is botol. He says, the Chachamim said, but let's say if you have, we have one stake of Nevela that became the Sarev and 60 stakes of Kshayra. So it's min b'min. So the Chachamim hold, that's true. The dvorim hamisalvim are all stakes. That's true. That's in the atzmi is advorim. But the halachis, this is isser and this is heter. So memele, the bittel is hal on the dinim, and the dinim are opposites. In the dinim, it's min b'sheine minoi. So was geit mir on that the minim are the same, but the halachis, which are on the minim, are not the same. So it's vitamin b'shein minim. So the heter is mevatel this. So the Ran says, so that is the svore of dover sheyesh le matirim that does not become bottle. Dover sheyesh le matirim by min b'minoi. So he says, pshat is like this. So if you look at the minim, the same, you have a beye shenol de beyon to the kemis arev the elef beye. So you look at the minim, they're all eggs, they're all the same. So the minim are not bekoyach to be vatal one the other because they're the same. Now we'll look at the halachas. So the hamdava hamavatal is muta. The dava also has a tinge of heter to it. It's going to be muta tomorrow. It's also partially muta. Now it's also, but this iser is not a iser tmidi. It's going to become mutter. So it's also, so the difference between the iser and the heter are not so great because the iser also is ke'ein adavar amutter because it's going to become mutter tomorrow. So memele, this already is not called min b'sheine mine. The only mean b'sheinu mina is if there's a contrast between them. This is heter, this is iser, so that one is mevatel, the other two opposites, so the opposite is, the opposite which is roiv is mevatel, the mir. But if they're not so strong, we're both dvorim amutorim, but now I'm also, so it's not considered two opposites, it's not called mean b'sheinu mina. Zokteran, he says, that is only if, that's how he explains the Yerushalmi, that is only if that it's been b'minoi. So in the minim are the same. In Isser v'heter, there's also, the Isser also has a tzad heter to it. So it's like, so it's k'mat heter b'heter, that's what's us, which is also now, and the minim are the same. But, if you'll have min b'she'enai minai, so he says, so that what the, it's not called completely Isser b'heter, because the Isser will become heter, so you can be mashlim in the minim, but it's min b'she'enai minai. So memele, they'll become mitzurif. That means, since the minim are not the same, because it's einay minoy, and the iser v'heter, and the iser v'heter is even the, so say, even though the iser v'heter is the same, but since the, more or less the same, but we could be mashlim, we can make it not the same, because the two minim, because the two minim are different. So mamel, that's why there's a din bittel. That's how the Ran explains. And the Ran says, but he says, Amoyre de Kezach, so the Ran says, so that's why a dovo, she yesh le matirim, which is min b'she'enei minoi, does become bottle. So the Ran brings down Rav Ashi, we just learned the end of the sugya, that Rav Ashi says that it's called dovo, she yesh le matirim. Frankly, the Ran, it's min b'she'enei minoi, so why doesn't it become bottle? So the Ran says something very interesting. Rashi said over here, why is it called Dovah Sheyesh LeMatirim? So Rashi said, because it's going to be mutter tomorrow, and today it's also mutter if you won't move it too far. So today there's a heter also. So he says, this is so much heter that it's called, even today it's also mutter. So since in halachis, both of them are so similar, so the difference in the minim is not sufficient to make it mean b'she'ene minim. That is what the Ran says. That means, v'kel t'chachomim ol, the ikir is not the minim. The ikir is the halachis. So in halachis, they're very similar. Both are heter. No, you can't take this in a certain place. That's what the, both are heter by tchumim, because if you won't take them, so both are heter. Now what the minim are different, that is not sufficient to make it mean b'sheini, meaning that there should be a din bittel, since the side of the din bittel is in the halachis and not in the minim. Al koponim, so this is Taisvis and the Ran. But now Taisvis says another tenets. The loidami lishari surim. That this is not similar to Shari Surim. That Dovo Toli Betam. Now Taisa says this is not similar to the Bittel that we are speaking about over here is not the Bittel of Shari Surim. That Dovo Toli Betam. Because by Oli Surim, if something is nice and tam, so it doesn't become bottle. There's a lumdis, something is nice and tam, it's called Hukah Ha'isa. That means if you'll have a taruvis, and you have 60 chatiches of heter and one chatich of iser, and that chatich of iser has a plumber on a tray. So it's gonish. So there's no din bittel. The whole din bittel is it's like nikah ha'isa. So then there's a din bittel. So if it's nice and tam, that means if you have some smoked bacon that became this arev in potatoes, and when you eat the potatoes, you taste the tam of the smoked bacon, so it's a pastish bittel, it's hukar ha'isa, so there's no musig of bittel. That means if you can be makir the isa, that's not called bittel. So Taisvis says, so what's the shail in the Gemara over here? The Gemara says there should be a din bittel. Taisvis says it's nice and tam. The Dami Sharisum, the Dovah Toli B'tam, and in Bemisin, that was the Teretz of Rove. Rove Take mentioned this word of nice and time. About Kaponim, we have your whole sugya, not like Rove. Aval Hoche Isa Tchumim Toli B'Shem Bailam Ala Chayfetz. Here the Nidin is, whose Chayfetz is it? Ubekan, that means if you have a challah that was baked by Reuven and has salt of Shimon, so it's not, so you say it's Meshut of Dike Challah. It's Reuven's challah. The shem is on the bailam of the ikar ingredient. Ubekan toli b'shem bailam. The din tchumim is toli that the mamain shel adam is nigra Basar, the Tchumim of the Adam. It's kind of Shvis and those Mekaymes. So here, it's a Tchumim Tali B'Shem Bailem Alachepes. Ubekan Shem Bala Isa Ilavei, the Shem Bala Isa. This is called the Bala Isa, not the one who gave 10 grains of salt. V'loi Shem Bala Samayim Amelach. L'kach Yeshleil is battle. Afal gav the Yoiv time, even though it's Yoiv time, v'loi Botel B'Shar Yisurim. So the Michas Avram explains, so what is Taisvah saying? So Emerson Taisvah is saying that this Din Bittel is not the Din Bittel of Kola Teire Kula. The Din Bittel of Kola Teire Kula, that is a Din that we learn in Achiram Lahatis in the Isser Hamis Arev becomes bottled to the Heter. That has Klolim and Gdorim, and if it's Hukaratam, it doesn't become bottled. And there's another Klal. Let us mention this, and we will appreciate it, Achsach Mir. Rabbi Chanan says, Mesechtes Bob Metzia, he says a beautiful explanation. What is pshat in this din asher techlenu beisrael techlenu beheta? That why should you eat it beisrael? You can eat it beheta. So Rabbi Chanan asks, what's I'm eating it beisrael? There's a din bittel. There's a din bittel. Bittel is not. I'm eating it beisrael. There's a din. It becomes bottle. You're allowed to eat it. It's bottle beshishim. It's not israel over here. So Rabbi Chanan says, Amoyre deki yisod. Rabbi Chanan says that you have to know if you have. So Rabbi Chanan explains as follows: you have here 61 pieces. 60 are heter and one is iser. So we say it's bottle. It's bottle. It's mutter. We'll call all the gdeili hader. We'll serve them. They'll eat it. They'll eat all 61 pieces. Geshmak lekabed Shabbos lekabed Yontif. I one is eating chazak. It's mutter, it's bottle, it's bottle. It's mutter, became mutter. So now, after we pass it, it's mutter, everyone's allowed to eat it, it'll be put, then someone will come and says, you know, I recognize this is the Issa. And it'll be pointed out, this is the Issa. All of a sudden, it'll become Issa. Become Issa. But it became mutter before. So how does it become Issa? It was mutter, it was nishapachli yisheta. So we see that the Issa in Yisod never becomes mutter. If it's chazer, it's always chazer. Chazer can become always chazer. So the iser is existed. But the Torah said, the dim bittel is, that the gavra is permitted to eat it. You're allowed to eat this iser. You're allowed to eat this iser. The Torah was matter. Finished. But it's also, but the surim bepoil on the oichel, if it's not nikel, and it's nisarif, you're allowed to eat it. You're like, the Torah was matter for you to eat this Issa, but you're eating Issa. So now Chazal came and said, listen, so that's very good. We don't have to be frumer than the Torah. The Torah says, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. No shayla about it. But if you could eat it, the heta, why should you eat it today if you could avoid this? This is the heta that the Torah was matter, but if you could eat it, it'll be heta legamri. Not only that you're permitted to eat it, but you can eat it when it becomes heter legamri, shasha techlenu bisa techlenu heter. Now, this is a halacha in Hilchis Bittel. That means that, because in Hilchis Bittel, vinishvi, it's, we're playing with fire. We have a davar osa. And we're saying, you're allowed to eat a davar osa. So now we're opening up our eyes, rabbi, you're eating a davar osa, you're allowed to eat a davar osa. So if you can avoid it, let's avoid it by eating it tomorrow. That's what Chazal said. So Taisa says over here, it's also the same thing. So Taisa says over here, there's a different musig in Ganze. It's not a din bittel iser beheta. The shaila was they held, here it's something else. Here it's bottle bimiyuta, it's bottle b'chshivusai. When we speak about tchumim, we say that the tchumim are chal on whoever this chayfetz is called. What is this chayfetz called? Isa mishutefes, or is this chayfetz called? This is Reuven's Isa. So since the shem of the chayfetz is the shem of the chayfetz is considered, this is Reuven's Isa, and the 10 grains of salt don't make, it's not considered that a shemit, so it's not a dim bittel in Ganson. It's called, this whole Isa has one tchum. That was the shail of the Gemara. So it's not shad as being matter on Issa. There's no Issa here. This Issa is the tchum of the Baal HaIssa, not of the Baal of the 10 grains of salt. So Mamela Pasna, so Mamela there's no problem of hukare is there's no it's bottle bimiyuti bottle bhibus, it's a different type of bittle in Gansen. It's not the din of bittle isa veheta. It's a different word because if Shad is that Isa Tum is all the Bishem Bailam Alakhavis Bakan Shem Bala Isa Ilab. The Rababe Mahadalu, the ancient Bala Samaiva Melech Bottle Mikan. I wish to disagree with you. This is this Isa is a Isa Meshutefes. There's 10 grains of salt here, so it's an Isa Meshutefes. That was the machloikis. So Taisvis weiter, Hareishn is Arev loikav, v'im taima. So Taisvis asks, so Rav Abba brought a raya, if a kav of chitim becomes nes Arev, Reuven's kav of chitim becomes nes Arev, in Shimon's 10 kavim, so Shimon is allowed to eat 11 kavim, v'im taima hai pirchem. Am I himtim lahakshis oisat kan? So what does this have to do over here? The bechol duchti to come achad betrei bottle motzi lemifrech hochi. Yeshloimed loy motzi lemifrech baal hochi. They ledames isa lemamoine. Rav Abe had come to tell us that momin is different than isurim. And iser, there is a locha of bittel boroiv chad betrei bottle. But momin is different hagdoris. Momin does not become bottle. Even though the Hanegei Alonu is the Iser Tchumim, which is this Iser governed by the Iser Tchumim of the Baal HaMelech, the Iser Tchumim originates from the Das Bailam, that means the Kinyan Shvisa of the Bailam on this Chayfetz. The Baalme Bishari Suri by other Isurim Chad Betrei Boto. This is Dintaka Chad Betrei Boto. Avo Hoch Ochi Porich. The Vadai Mishin is Arev Loiv Kavchitim Mishum Bitu Loiv Poka Shem Bailam. That means that Bittel will never be Mavkir the Shem Bailam and the Taruvis. Ochinami Mishum Bittel like Poke Shem Bailam. So here also the Shem Bailam shouldn't become Poke, even though there's a minute amount of salt in the Sisa. The Kono Maim and Melech Shvisa Eitzel Bailam will like Bottle. So Memele, they don't become Bottle. The Shem Bailam Shalem does not become bottle. The Kinyan Shvisa Shalem never becomes bottle. And Memela, so therefore, this Isa, which is a Taruvis of two Kinyan Shvisa, is governed by both Kinyan Shvisa. The Chodi, the Yismach Libay, Bedovo Shloy Omoboy, so Rab Abbe had said, that if one calf held into 10 kavim of someone else, so he'll be able to eat it. Kach! So the same thing in Atzir, Ein Shmo Bottle Mikan, the Shem of the Baal HaMelech is not Bottle Mikan, Hoyul V'Konu HaMayim Shvisa Etzlom, because the Mayim, the Melech, was Koine Shvisa by them, there's a Kinyan Shvisa over here what they have, so that's why it doesn't become Bottle. So L'Cheire, Taisa says Hoyul, that means L'Cheire Taisa Stachsme means to be saying like this, theoretically, this is not similar to Reuben's kav that fell into Shimon's 10 kavin. Why? Because Reuben's kav that fell into Shimon's 10 kavin, so it's Reuben's kav. So Reuben's moment doesn't become bottle. That he said a svare that Reuben's moment cannot become bottle, even though it's in a taruvus of a million kavin, it won't become bottle. That's his yesod. But over here, we have a very big problem. She borrowed the salt. The salt is not the shochens anymore. It's my salt. It's my isa and my salt. I don't give back these grains, these 10 grains after Yontif. These 10 grains are mine. Milvalay tzodnitno. So therefore, Taisus had a problem. So what is the dimion of mumin over here to the case of Rav Abba? So Taisus says, Karzu ein shmo bottle mikan oil vekonu amayim shvisa etzlom. The choshem mishpat over here is not because they belong to the Shachinte. They don't belong anymore to the Shachinte. They belong No, hoyl v'kono amayim shvise etzlam, that they possess a kinyan shvise, that is the moment. So this kinyan shvise has existed, it will not become bottled to their kinyan shvise. V'holoi kasha, that is no kasha, the mishum shield, shehish iltoi loyan, anos nosa b'matoni yeimutel, that no one asked a kasha, that the tchumim should change, because now the bailas change. The oma, because it says in the Mishnah b'yontif, if someone learns something in yontif, areyu keragle hamashal, the boss of b'nash moshe says link, v'hokasha lo mishum yuta v'rubi kasha, loshna kuntas, this is the loshna the Rashi said. So then we had heard that Rav Abba had said that we mentioned yesterday that Shita Kibetzis learns pshat that Rabbi Yehuda that Rav Abba answered out the moment passish the bittel now it's the issa min b'mini loy bottle. So Rabbi Shaya asked on him that he says that's only good according to Rabbi Yehuda, but that holds min b'mini loy bottle. But what's with the Rabbana? Neither Rabbi Yehuda loy bottle, Rabbanon miftel bottle. Mikan nire da alochik Rabbanon min beminay bottle. Shaper da stome da shas kamahochi. That what that min beminay is bottle. Ochi nami tchiyis loy bailim loy bottle. Now Abaye, we hear there in the sugya a shakla v'talya between Abaye and Rav Safra. Rav Safra was the one that was saying, if there's chusei momen don't become bottle. And that was Rav Safra shtektoire. And Abaye said, that you're very right, but here there's no chusei momen. There's no momen sheyesh leitoivim, because the momen of the shochente, the 10 grains of salt, were given over to the Baal Ha'isa. There's no momen over here. What are you talking about momen? There's no momen over here. And Rav Safra answered that it's totally in moment sheyesh leitoivim. So he asked them a double kasha. Now the first kasha was, we learned that nevela becomes bottle b'shchuta. So that's the din. Rashi learns l'gabi tume, we'll see Tosfos learns l'gabi yisar achila. Al kaponim nevela becomes bottle b'shchuta. So Rav Safra said, no, according to you Abaye, that the criteria is, if there's a bailam or not, so let me ask you, if the nevela has an owner and it becomes, and it fell into shchuta, it won't become bottle? So he's showing it's not totally in bailam. Now let us see. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see Tais. So chenam edchi islay bailam lay bottle, perish Rashi, elevade bottle. Vimtaima, so Tais is air, so I don't understand what's flying over here. Varav safra osel lekaim tirits tarabab. Rav Safra wants to say Rababe is right. The Rababe komar, the filu ain't like toivim le bottle. Rababe went a step further. The filu, there's no bailim mamish on the chayfits. It's also not bottle. Kemoibi masnise. There's also, it is a din moment of the kinyin shvise. So it's also not bottle. Aber kolshkei noche sheyeshle. But over here, if you have a nevela sheyeshle bailim, it's icha. Should not become bottle according to the Hilach Machshav of Rababe. So he wants to be Mechazik Rababe. So how is Rav Safra bringing a raya that filu yesh loy toivim bottle? But he's going, he says that a filu there is a bailamitz bottle. How are you helping Rababe? Rababe said that that moment doesn't become bottle. I feel about ain't like time. This is a shame moment. And you're proving Rababe is right by telling me that when there's yesh like time, when there is a bailam, it does become bottle. Yesh leima, the bish leima, Rav Safra le koshele. Rav Safra is not shverdo. The shiny isurim imamoin. Rav Safra is coming to tell us, and to disagree with Abaye, that there's a difference between issa that becomes bottle and moment. Avol gav the yesh leitayvim. That issa that yesh leitayvim. B'hochem mayri be'issa, that means toivim. The maila of toivim, or afilu ein leitayvim, is only if there's a din, does the moment become bottle? So then there's a maila of toivim, afilu ein leitayvim. B'hochem mayri be'issa nevela, shnis alva b'shchut. He was speaking about isurim. Lekach bottle, afagav the yesh leitayvim. So for Kerl, so Rav Safra told Abaye that Abaye said there's no Toivim over here. So he said the criteria is not Toivim. The criteria is if it is a momentistic shaila and there's a yoni moment, the moment doesn't become bottle. Rav Safra Maisi Hochi, Alma Midi de Shaykh by Bittle, if it's Isser, that a pasta musig of Bittle, yes, like Toivim a Moil Cloud. So that what the Nevela. Her asura belongs to someone, any moil cloud. Loi mahoil v'yeshem bailav olav ene botel, ala mavatel shapir. That means if a piece of nevela will become this arib in 60 pieces of shrute, so ain't a chanami. If there'll be a din over here that the bala nevela come to the bala shrute, Rabbeisa, you can eat all 61 pieces. I mean, there's my piece here too. Pay me at least what nevela's worth. That's, in a moment it's the Kishayla, 100%. That was Rababi Shtik Teire. He'll sicher be able to mum the value of his Shtikl Nevela. But this Dian has no Shaykhs whatsoever in the Issa Beheta. The Issa Beheta is it's yours, it's not yours, it doesn't affect in any way the Issa Beheta. That means Toivim Bailim will not in any way affect if there's a bit of Issa Veheta. In Kemas Nisenami, Afagav De'eloi Toivim. So, Abizai, our Mishneh, Afagav De'eloi Toivim, Kivin Dulei Shaykh Bei Bittl, but Issa Pasach Kem Bittl Duma Moinahu, V'Issa Tchumim Bo Yedei HaBailim, the Issa Tchumim is because it's Koinish Visa for the Bailim, V'Shem Bailov Olov, I think it would be better to say dikonu shvisa etzloi, like I said before, hoyul dikonu shvisa etzloi, loy shayich boy bittul. So that's what Rav Safra is telling Abaye. Rav Safra is telling Abaye that, Fakelk, you have to know what the din is. If the din is based on momenis, so then there's no din bittul, filu ein loy toivim. And if the din is not based on momenis, so toivim is, so he said, so toivim is loy malo loy meirin. You have to know what the din is. Then we hear the Gemara said, and I'll prove it to you, because I'll show you it's not totally in Toivim, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that Chefzei Hefke Akoine Shvisa Afopish Ein Lehem Bailim. So he's bringing a guy that Ein Lehem Toivim, is also not bottle, a guy from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We see in Kinyone Shvisa, even though the Chefzei Hefke does not have a Bailim, Konu Shvisa Bim Koino. So Memela, so you see that the Kinyon Shvisa is not totally in Bailim. And I'm telling you that the Kinyon Shvisa can't become both. Bim Toima Fakteisus, my Porich Merab Yochanan Ben Nuri. What he asked from Yechen ben Nuri, Hapligi Rabbonin alay the Rabbi Yechenin, Vanan Tzvilon ki Rabbonin, the Omri Lekonu Shvise, Ela Keragle HaMoitzon, Hoyu Vales Lotoyim. Lalocha, we pask in Taisvi says, that if you have Nichse Hefke, so Nichse Hefke are not Koine Shvise, so whoever picks them up, it's like Keragle HaMoitzon, Hoyu Vales Lotoyim. So, Chinami Basnis Neim Hochi, what are you proving? Rav Safra wants to prove from this halacha that even though there's no toivim, like the case of our Mishnah, there's also kinyanei shvise, because we see Rav Yechon ben Nuri said that. So that adichse hefke akoine shvise. Frektach toises, but we don't paskin like Rav Yechon ben Nuri. We paskin nichse hefke anat koine shvise. So what are you showing me from Rav Yechon ben Nuri? V'yeshloim adohochi maisi, the rise as follows. Ad kan loy pligi rabbonon olay Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri. When is the amachloikus between the rabbonon Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri? Heichedain shayches bailim habailim klal that there was no shayches to bailim whatsoever. Kigoyin chevtzei hevker the konu shvisa bimkoyim chevtzei hevker belong to no one. There's no bailim whatsoever, so there's no kinyanei shvisa. Aval heichedi yeshlam shayches habailim. But the case of our Mishnah, that there was a Shaykhis HaBailim, Kigoyim B'mas Nisan, that means it belonged to the Bailim Erev Yontev, Afilu Rabbonu Moide, Dazlinam Bosa Bailim, so then the Rabbonu Moide, that you go Bosa Bailim, Even though now there's no Baila, now it was given over to the Baal Ha'isit, so that is no Bailim. But Rabbonin Amoide, that you go Bosa Bailim, even though there's no Bailim now. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we can learn to the Rabbon. The Rabbi Yochanan Chefsei Hefke, Konu Shvisa Bim Koimam, Ava Gavde Ein Lehem Toivim, that the Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds a Chefsei Hefke, Konu Shvisa, even though they didn't have a Bailim. Rabbonin Ami, Heiche, the Hoyu Lehem Toivim, if there once was a Bailim, Ava Gavde Hashte Leslehem, even though now there's no Bailim, Konu Shvisa Bim Koimam. The Konu Shvisa Bim Koimam. Now, I'd like to explain something on this Taisvis. When I learned this Taisvis, I didn't understand what Taisvis is saying. Because Taisvis seems to be saying as follows, that the Shiloh of the Gemara was, that even though now there's no Bailim, but it's Konu Shvisa because Erev Yontem there was a Bailim, and we figure this out from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now, before we go in Cheshbon, how we figure it out, so I had a kasha, I don't understand what the deal is. There's enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that hamashal, if a person is mashal a keli in yontif, so mele, so now there's no bailim anymore, a reza keragle hamashal. So we see, even though there's no Bailim, but since it was the Bailim Erev Yontif, so here it's Keragle Hamashal. So what do you want to prove over here? Taisus, he wants to prove that since before there was a Bailim, even though now there's no Bailim, it's also, we figure this out from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but the ganze Geratschke. I mean, this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kinyan Shvisa is dependent on Erev Yontif. So Erev Yontif, there was a Kinyan Shvisa for the Bailim, even though now it became Ois Bailim, he lent it, he gave it away, it still remains. So, I mean, that's the Mishnah by Melech HaMayim also, what we're talking about. So how does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri come in? Why do you need Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? So Dachsimir Pshat is like this. Well, when we learned the Mishnah, the Mishnah says Ahalochim, that if a chayfetz was kaine shvisa eitzel abaylam erev yontif, was given over to someone else in yontif, so the halacha is it has the tchumim that were erev yontif. But now let's clarify chakira. We could learn this halacha in two ways. We can learn that v'emesin the hilchis tchumim were hugbal erev yontif. Because Erev Yontif was kind of shvisa for the Bailam. So it was a halacha that this chayfetz can only be carried this distance. That was the halacha. The kinyan shvisa was Erev Yontif, and because of the kinyan shvisa, which was Erev Yontif, the raglei habailam were this and this distance. Now, in the middle of Yontif, the Bailam gives away to someone else. Now we can clear a chakira. So we could say like this, since he gives it away, so be'etzim the kinyan shvisa also becomes bottle. That means the kinyan shvisa was kozman, it's mine, there's my kinyan shvisa. Now it's not mine anymore, so my kinyan shvisa becomes bottle. Af al pikein, the isurim, which were chal erev yontav, remain. So the Mishnah is telling us that the Isurei Tchumim, which were Chal Erev Yontif, will remain in Yontif. You don't make the Isurim remain. Even though the Kinyan Shvisa becomes Batul, but the Isurim remain. That's one way you can look at it. You can look at it in another way. You could say that no, that since there was a Kinyan Shvisa for this and this person, there was Kinyan Shvisa for this Bailim, so even though he gave away his bailis, the kinyan shvisa remains. The kinyan shvisa remains, and therefore the isurim anigra on the kinyan shvisa. Now this chakira is very much dependent on the machloikis of Abaye and Rav Safra. That means Abaye was tying this issa becomes bottle. That was Abaye's whole shtick, the issa should become bottle. Rav Safra was coming to tell us that there's more than Issa over here. You can't start on the third floor from Issa. You have to start from Kinyon Shvisa. There's Kinyon Shvisa involved over here, and the Kinyon Shvisa don't become bottle. Now, So that's the shakla v'talya between Rav Safra and Abaye. Now Rav Safra had to prove his point. Now who says this kinyan ishvisa when he gave it over? As soon as you give over to someone else, and just like your bailus becomes nifka, so maybe your kinyan ishvisa also becomes nifka. So there only remains isurim. Isurim? There's a din isurchad betrei botel. That was the whole kasha. So Rav Safra had to prove, I have news for you, that the kinyanim remain. Now how did Rav Safra prove this? Rav Safra proved that, let's look. Rav Yochanan ben Uri holds that a chayfet shall have kehes kinyanim. So afilu we choylik and Rav Yochanan ben Uri, we hold that a chayfet shall have ke, cannot be koine kinyanim. But we don't have to make a machloikis rechoyka. We can say that if al kaponim this chayfet was already had kinyan ishvisa because it once belonged to a bailam, so the kinyanim will remain even though later becomes hefka. We don't have to make such a big machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbonon. So he's proving from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that the kinyan ishvisa remain. And that Bemison let us see that is mamish the lashon of Tosfos. The hochi maisi, that is the ray. The art can loy pligi rabon the late Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Alecha den shayches a bailam klal, but there was no bailam whatsoever. Gerech hefzei hefkel. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds the konu shvisa bim koimam. The chachomim hold it's not konu shvisa. Avol heiche the yeshlam shayches a bailam. The once was a shayches a bailam. Ki goyim b'masnisin afilu rabbon amoyde does lean in boss a bailam that the kinyan shvisa remains of a leiche the leke toive master. Even though now there's no bailam. Mit Rabbi Yochanan nishma la rabbonon. Tchi heiche the Rabbi Yochanan chev tzehev ki konu shvisa bim koimom. Afil gav deilem toivim that is a musig of kinyan shvisa without a bailam. Rabbonanami heiche dohoi. They once had a bailim. Afal gav da hashda less lahen. They don't have a bailim anymore. Kano shvisa bim kaimav. The kinyan still remains. That is what we are proving from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that we say that if there once was a kinyan shvisa, the kinyan shvisa still remains, even though the bailis was nifka. Rava Omar Avidi, it's the time Avidi. Pesha kuntris da baie, yoiv taima le ise, vrovi shoni kedere, vloi pligi. Vdoichik, vachainire da baie shoni ise, vuadin kedere, shemetase beshutves. Vrovi shoni kedere, vuadin ise, de melech yoiv taima be ise, amayim chshivi diker ise, nasis mimayim. Now, let us see the next tesis. Mishum davadov, what did Ravashi say? Ravashi said it's a dover sheyesh loy matir. B'chol dover sheyesh loy matir and doesn't become bottle. V'im toim afektach tesis, this is the chashrek. V'aprishis la'el, d'loy shaykh dover sheyesh loy matirim elo b'min b'minay. That was the kasha in the beginning of the sugya, and we went through the sugya with that yesod, and all of a sudden, ayir shalmi, and all of a sudden Ravashi comes and says, it's a dover sheyesh loy matir. V'yesh loyma da'ein achinami. Lo'em rinen lei, elo b'min b'minay. We only say dover sheyesh loy matir is loy botol davke by min b'minay. V'hochi gabi tchumim shani, v'chamiri, tchumim is different, k'ilu have a min b'minay, ba'alme. This is equivalent to min b'minay. K'im de momoinahu, since it is momen. Now, looking at this teretz of Tosfos, it looks mamish like Sisrei Torah. Tosfos puts a whole bunch of factors together and ends up with min b'minay. So Tosfos says that's true. It's really min b'sheni minay. So therefore, it should become bottle. But since this tumim is different, that's chamo, so mele, so kiva de mamaynu, so it becomes like min b'minay. So we have to understand the mathematics in the Tosfos. What is Tosfos saying? The moment is chomas becomes min b'minay. How does that work? So dachsech mir pshat in Tosfos is, we had mentioned this before the svar of the Shach. The Shach says, why is min b'she'enei minay bottle by dover sheyesh le matirim? So the Shach said, because I say that the heter did not become osa. And so therefore, I'm miyachas the heter to the dover ha-mis-arev-boy, and I'm not miyachas the heter to the dover ha-osa. That was the lotion of the Shach. Nachamol, the Shach says, b'chorushin is-arev shloi b'minoi, ein ha-heter nikra al ha-dover ha-osa, elo al-shem dover shnis-arev-boy. I'm mater the dover shnis-arev-boy. So l'chayre, that is very good all the time. But here, our whole sugya was that you have your mayim umelach, which has a cheshivas of moment, which doesn't become bottle. So the mayim umelach, als the cheshivas of moment, als the kinyan shvis of the mayim umelach, it does not become bottle. Now the whole shakl of Atayah was, that is true. The mayim umelach doesn't become bottle, because mama doesn't become bottle, but the issa shabai should become bottle. But al kaponim, since the mayim umelach mitzad atzmom don't become bottle, so memela you hear you have to give the heta on the mayim and melach. I'm saying the mayim and melach, you're permitted to be metaltal all over. Here you have to be done with the mayim and melach. You have to be mata the mayim and melach. Since momen doesn't become bottle, so it's not pshad as I'm saying you're allowed to carry the iser. There's another factor here in the Issa. There's Mayim Melach here also. And the Mayim Melach never became bottle. So here you have to be done with the Mayim Melach. Am I permitted to be metal to the Mayim Melach? So you have to give a heter on the Dover also. That is the Chaymer of Min B'minai. The Chaymer of Min B'minai is that Badover Sheshla Metirin will not give a heter to the Dover also. That could be Pshat and Taisis. Oide Shloima. The kiven do isa ene ne loish al yede hamayin, vagdeire niskeno bishvila tavlin, im ken she orav zebo zebo kilo min echot. So Taisa says, Dran also mentions this for the Dorem, a beautiful teretz, that you don't look at that mayim is a different mean with kemach. We're making one entity of isa. So in isa we're all one. We're all one. In Issa, Mayim and Kemach is one mean to make Issa. So therefore it's called mean b'minai, not mean b'she'inai minai. Dachsim, I once heard b'shem the Rashi Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Lebroche, he once asked him that by a chasana, which tzad has the schus to be boicher the mesad the kedushin, the chosin tzad or the kalas tzad? So the Rashi Shiva said, mahal shem by a chasana, there should be two tzadim. That means that there's no such thing as tutzdadim already. So that's what Taisus is saying over here also. That means when we're coming to an Issa, there's not two things. It's not Mayim. It's one. We're making Issa. So together we are one mean. So it's a din of mean b'mina. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Hagachele, oh no, we didn't finish the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Paita b'mayim. We heard in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said that Mayim, the Baal HaMayim we don't have to go like the Raglei Baal HaMayim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. Mayim in, Melach loy, Abba Vaista is by Melach, that you do go like the Raglei Baal HaMelach. Like the Gemara, Basan Rabbi Yehuda Oimel, Hevegish Rabbi Yehuda Poita, Bein B'mayim, Bein B'melach. So the Gemara says, loy kash, ho b'melach stoimis, Melach stoimis, and Rabbi Yehuda was poiter, ho b'melach istaruknis. Melach istaruknis, then he's not poiter. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, stoimis taki mi'oid, it's very thin, u'betela, so there taki becomes bottle to the east, it's not called an entity b'fnei atzmai. V'teida sha stoimis taki, so Rashi says, I'll bring you a raya that stoimis is taki, Damrina, the Gemara says, Nechulim, Neima, Omru, Mayim, Achoinim, Choiva, Bnei, Shemelach, Stoimis, Yei, Shemesames, Einayim, because there's Melach, Stoimis, which can make someone blind. Alma, Dakehi, Mi, Oid, V'nidvekes, Biyad, V'ein, Onikeres, and that's why you have to wash Mayim, Achoinim. So, Melach, Stoimis is very thin, the grains are very thin, so Memela, so that becomes an intricate chelik of the East, and that becomes both. But the melach istaruknis is so that's a thicker salt and that does not become bottle. Basanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer mayim umelach betalem beise bein betalem bekter. Another kasha. We learned about Raise that he said that mayim does not become bottle bekdeire. and bibnei reitva, because it's wettish, it's nikya. And our Mishnah it seems that Rabbi Yehuda holds that mayim is bottled b'maisik deira. So says lekasha over haberakim. That means if there's a thick consistency, you not see the liquid, then it becomes bottled. If it's a rak, it's a thin consistency, the liquid, one can discern the liquid in the mixture, so then it does not become bottle. Rashi, ben betelem amayim bekteirem, in a reitfo, hanike leinayim, which one can discern the liquid. Masnisem poite bemayim knan, loishne isa, veloishne kdeire, the masnisem betarti ayri, the Mishnah is speaking of Kedera, Ma'is Kedera, and Isim. But both of them, it says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Poyta B'mayim, Midatani Tavlin, Behind the Kedera. Ovo Tav Shel Ovo Shem Roit Fe Niker V'Havi Ke Isim. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hagacheles Keraglei Habaylam. Hagacheles is like the Raglei Habaylam. That means if I borrow from someone a glowing coal, so this coal has the tchumim. A coal is a chafetz like all other chafetzim, and it has the tchumim of kiragle abayl. Bishal heves b'chol mokim. But if I kindled from someone else's flame, so bishal heves b'chol mokim. Zot Rashi. Kegoin hidlik ner bishal heves chaveiroi. Eine ma'akev be'iser tchumim. So, eine ma'akev be'iser tchumim. Now, on this halacha, the Mishnah Brura says, the hoyo she'shal heves ein by mamish, and shal heves is ein by mamish, lo'ichal olav shvisas by leo. So there's no din shvisa, it's a davar she'ein by mamish. So there's no kinyone shvisa on a shalheves. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it should come out, that means that, let us say, shalheves b'chol mokim, so that means if Reuven kindled his shalheves from Shimon, so not only does it mean that Reuven is not governed by the tchumim of Shimon shalheves, but it means that Levi can take now Shimon Shalheves and go wherever he wants. And there's his tchumim. Because Shalheves, Kibi Shalheves, Ein by Mamish, Lechal Olov, Shvisas by Leo. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says this on the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is very modne, or very misleading, one of the two. The Shulchan Aruch says, Im Hidlik Ne'er, Harei hu kiraglei ze shehidlik. Now this is a very difficult lashon. It would seem from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that it has tchumim, but doesn't it the tchumim of the shalheves of the madlik of the shalheves arishin? It has the tchumim. Harei hu kiraglei ze shehidlik. So the Bichas Avrom wants to say from the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, even though the Mishnah Berurah says Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know, he learned it's Lav Davke, but the Bichas Avrom wants to say that it could be that the Shulchan Aruch learned differently. Shulchan Aruch learned that the flame that the Madlik got from the first Shalheves, this is not considered your flame. So that's why it doesn't have your Hilchas Shvisa. I'm getting this from your flame. I'm igniting it from your flame. But it's not considered this is your flame. So therefore, but Lamaisa flame also has Kinyan Shvisa. Your flame, I can't take your flame wherever I want to. I can, so, but this is not considered your flame. So therefore it's Keragle Zeh Shehidli. Gachela Shel Hegdish, my Alimbo. If you have a Gachela Shel Hegdish, you have a glowing coal, so there's a Isamila. Vishalheves, you have a flame of Hegdish, loy nenim, loy mayalim. That means, with a rabbonon, you're not allowed to be nene from it. So you're not allowed to be madlik from it. But if you want madlik, there's no din me'ila. Hamoitzi gachelas l'shus harabim. If a person takes out from the shus hayochet to the shus harabim a glowing coal, chayiv b'shal heves. If one is moitzi a flame, he's potter. Zot Rashi me'alim bo hanene mimeno mevi osham from the gachelas b'shal heves loinenim lachatchel midarabonon. Beim nenim if the loimalim in chayovim kol mila the less beim amoshe. Hamoitzi shal heves potter meforish bigmo. Tana rabon. Hamisha dvorim nemru begacheles. Hagacheles keragle habailim. Shalheves bechol mokim. Gacheles shalhegdish me'alim bo. Shalheves leinenim v'loy mo'elim. Gacheles shalavayde zore asuro. You're not allowed to derive benefit from a gacheles result. Shalheves muteres. Shalheves you're allowed to be madlik from a shalheves. Okay, that's all these theorem over here by Hegdishos. Amoitzi gachelus shusarabim chayiv. Shalheves poter. Amudana mechaveire osa begachalto. I'm not allowed to have a no from his gachelus. Umute b'shalhevose. You're allowed to be madlik from his shalheves. Maishno, nadigmaes, maishno a shalheves aboidizore de sharye. Umaishno de Hegdish tasiri. That means by Hegdish, It's also me the Rabbonim. That means Mikra Din, there's no Din Mila. It should be Mutter, I mean a Teretz Mutter. But the Rabbonim asked to be Madlik from Mashal Hebe Shal Hegdish. So why didn't they answer Mashal Hebe Shal Avedi Zore? So the more answers, Avedi Zore, the Mi'ise Ubedili in Shemine, Ligozro Bo Rabbonim. So they weren't afraid that he might get too close with it, he might come to be Nene from a Gecheles. It's most Hegdish the Loimos, the Loibdili in Shemine goes Rabbi Rabbon. Hegdish, which is not most, Loibdili in Shemine goes Rabbi Rabbon. Let us see Rashi. Gecheles shall obey the Zore, Shenema Blayidbak, Biotcha, Mu'ume Minacherem. Osa Begachaltoi, Umutter, Bishal Hebosoi. Maishin shall avoid the Zorah, the Shori, the Gamin, the Philomid, the Rabbon, the Gozabo, the Tony Muteres, you'll have to be kindled from an A shall avoid the Zorah, shall Hegdish Tony Loinen, Hegdish Loin Mois, Lebedili, Inshimine, Kulei Hai, Kavoid the Zorah. That means that people are more moved though from avoid the Zorah than from Hegdish. The Bedalese, Kulei Hai, Kavoid the Zorah. The Hegdish, that what people are mabdul themselves from Hegdish, lav mishum mi isuse, that is not a Hergish of Mos, el mishum isure. So memele, so the Hims Avaydazore has, there's two reasons why one stays away from Avaydazore. Number one is an Isarano, and besides that, it's Mos. Hey, the Baal Mamrini Lagabi Chulim Bedili Inshime Hegdish. That means the Gemara does say such a musig that a person is Nidbal Me Hegdish. That means if you're comparing Chulim to Hegdish, a person is more moved from Hegdish than Chulim. Avla Gabay Vedi Zore Labdi Lusi. But if you're comparing Abedi Zore to Hegdish, so Hegdish one is not so much moved than Abedi Zore. Let us see, Taisvitz, Hegdish Labdili Inshi Gozo Rabon, Bekoshe, Bekama de Psochim Koma, Im Shal Hegdishu Ein Tzorich Lachasoi. So there, speaking about Chometz, so if a person has Chometz, Shal Yisroel, so he has to cover it, Kaif Olof Keli, he might come to eat it. But if it's Chometz, Shal Hegdish, Ein Tzorich Lachasoi, Nei Shebedele Mimenu, Alma Mashmet, Hegdish Bedele Mine, Vyashloimet, Eina Chanami, that is true. That a person is more bodul from Hegdish and from Chulim. The legabi Chulim, b'deilim imenu. Ab legabi abeidizor, elay b'deilim imenu.